A partially trained workforce working within a nearly impossible system, not a great recipe for success, but that's how things are when it comes to federal acquisition of services, and that's according to the Professional Services Council. The industry group has sent Congress a long list of recommendations to make procurement faster and more competitive. Council President Stan Soloway joins us with more. Stan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. So what was the genesis of this big study that the council did? Did the government order it up? Did industry feel the need to do it? How did this get going?
Well, it was a combination of things. We've had a formal request, actually, from the House Armed Services Committee, which along with the Senate Armed Services Committee is doing a pretty thorough review of acquisition and really trying to figure out why, despite 20 years of effort, things are not getting markedly better. And so they came out and formally asked for input. In addition, there's efforts in other parts of Congress, there's an OMB, Defense Department, Homeland Security, and elsewhere where there are serious looks at, or continuing looks at acquisition policy, acquisition practices. So we decided to pull a committee of our board together to say, all right, we're going to have all of these different requests. Let's sort of consolidate and synthesize an agenda for change and have a kind of a comprehensive document we can share with all of them. It can be used as a sort of an a la carte menu, if you will, if there are some things that are particularly relevant to certain efforts. But the core is, the idea is to have a common theme and a common set of recommendations, because it's great that a lot of people are talking about this. It would be terrible if we had 20 different proposals out there that were enacted and we were going in multiple different directions. So our goal is to try to consolidate and synthesize.
And across government, did you come up with one consistent sticking problem?
I think, Emily, we came up with several sort of consistent problems.
What's the worst of the worst?
The worst of the worst, yeah. I think the one of the issues that we really zeroed in on, and we've talked about this before, it was a core element of our commission's report actually last year, but it is the need to really rethink how we develop and deploy the workforce in government. We have a core of incredibly talented people whose talents are not being tapped and developed. And I think there was a very strong consensus, not just amongst the almost 70 different executives that participated in this exercise, but all of the government folks we've talked to over the last number of months, that we really need to rethink that. And I said that was theme one, is it's all about the people. Theme two is that, and I know you only asked for one, but there's a second parallel theme that I think goes along with it that's equally essential, and that is, we've been at this for a long time. There's been an imperative for a long time to do this. That imperative has actually grown dramatically in recent years as a result of a combination of what is quickly becoming a human capital crisis in government and tectonic shifts in the marketplace that the government is buying from around technology, the use of applications, convergence, as we referred to, we've talked about before. So you put those two together, you get one very powerful challenge.
So what is the main recommendations, or what are the main recommendations that you have for changing the workforce?
Well, there's a number of them, Tom. We start with some structural changes. For example, we've recommended, and this is an idea that was actually developed by a group of us independent of our organizations, both government and industry folks, 5 or 6 years ago for the Council on Excellence in Government. And we've recycled this proposal again, which is to really rethink and restructure the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Which is really only has purview over contracting, and really recognize that acquisition capital A is the ecosystem that drives the system, and we need to have a centralized focus, and we need to develop real program management skills across, particularly in the civilian agencies, where it's not even an aspirational and defined career field and so forth. So there's a structural piece to it. I think the other piece is to really think about the workforce of the future. And then the market in which they're going to operate in. And so rather than continuing to operate in silos, we have a variety of recommendations around rotational and functional rotations, rotational training, functional rotations, organizational rotations, and also getting away from the sort of traditional mindset of government unique thinking around acquisition and much more into contemporary use of technology and business practices, business acumen, as the core skill of that workforce in a combined environment where they're really going to be dealing with increasingly complex requirements.
Give us a quick example of the latter, and then I've got another question for you.
I'm sorry, Emily, of the latter.
You mentioned the unique process, shifting away from what government considers a unique process to the way that technology is bought nowadays.
Sure. Well, so what I was talking about there is the vast majority of training of government acquisition folks is acquisition focused only, and it's done through government entities. And these are entities that are run by and staffed by people who have been working really hard for many, many years to try to get the system where it needs to be, but we continue to have the same challenges. So what we're talking about is why not start looking at a wide range of broadly available tools to develop critical thinking skills and business acumen, understandings of risk and risk management and risk mitigation in ways that we do not do hardly at all today in the federal acquisition training environment, to prepare the workforce to be able to do things like, how do you actually, we're not buying IT in the traditional sense anymore. Technology is now embedded in everything we're doing. Applications are changing the way work is done. So there's an entirely changed environment out there, a different kind of market. And in many cases, it can be very confusing. It can also be very complicated. But how do we actually prepare the workforce to deal in that market? Those are weaknesses, the business acumen, risk mitigation, risk identification, that have been routinely identified in surveys of federal acquisition leaders and practitioners as key weaknesses in the workforce. So the question has to be asked, well, if those are weaknesses and we're not addressing them through the traditional developmental methods, we need to change those developmental methods to adapt to the future.
We're speaking with Stan Soloway. He is president and CEO of the Professional Services Council. I thought it was interesting that while this is a report to Congress, it's not necessarily Congress that needs to do the bulk of your recommendations, is it?
No, and it was a fortuitous outcome. You know, we as we approached this, the what was called the Acquisition Policy Review Committee. It was chaired by John Goodman, who's the COO of Accenture. And also led by Ann Altman of IBM and Neil Albert of MCR and others. But as we sat there, we looked at it, we said, this is not principally a legislative problem. This is principally a challenge that can be dealt with administratively through policy and regulatory change. Now, there are some core recommendations around workforce, around the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and some other things that actually will require legislation. Because Congress was very specific in their how they devised and designed certain structures. But by and large, this can be done through a sustained, focused leadership effort within the agencies and at the administrative level. And that's, I think, a great advantage because of not only the obvious challenges of getting things through Congress, but Congress's role here should be to enable, to support, empower this to happen, and to ride herd on it in the right way. There is a role for Congress. It's just that we don't absolutely need legislation to make change. That's just an excuse.
Now, there is legislation that's winding its way through. This FITARA legislation has been on the books and attached to different bills now for a couple of years. Does this mesh with what else they're doing in procurement reform?
It does, Tom. It certainly things like the IT reforms that you're talking about. Certainly there's nothing here that is in conflict with it. We see this as sort of a bigger, longer-term set of objectives. FITARA is a good bill as far as it goes, but I think everybody associated with it realizes it's not the end of the game. And as we start really kind of saying, well, what is the end of the game? I guess the bottom line would be, in our view, and I think we said this in the statement that accompanied the report, is the time for incremental and tactical change is long past. I mean, we've got a huge, huge crisis. And so we need to take the long view and the big picture. So you'll see amongst the 40-some-odd recommendations, tactical, immediate things that need to be done around commerciality and compliance and barriers to entry and how to drive competition and develop the workforce, but also this longer-term picture. And I think all of that fits in nicely with where FITARA and other efforts are trying to go.
And very quickly, just to get back to the workforce, the way you describe the needs of people buying services, there's also a federal emphasis on the supply chain and supply chain security and so forth. That's really the buying of things. So it sounds like almost in the future there could be a bifurcation there where some people really specialize in services and others specialize in products, even though they both have the same perhaps job title or series.
I think that there's some of the truth in what you're saying, but I think there's a whole bunch of other similar kinds of changes we're going to see take place. One of them is that companies, if you read the recent report that came out of Accenture corporately around the future marketplace or the various papers on the industrialization of services, what you're really seeing is a shift to a service delivery basis, even for products. So major product companies are now delivering services and capabilities. But what we do see, if you think around supply chain, if you think around things like commodity buys, you could clearly envision in the not-too-distant future a much smaller workforce needed to do that because of the data availability and the instant availability, the technology capabilities that are available, but the workforce that we have being much more focused on the complex, converged technology, services, and product world that's going to drive most of what we do. So I think there's a variety of changes coming, not just that, although that was one that I think is you're correct about.
Stan, just briefly, is there the impetus in the agencies that you are really speaking to, those that you want to make these administrative and regulatory changes?
Well, the only answer I can give you is I hope so. I mean, I think that we get I sense today more so than any time since we did the major reforms of the 90s, a real recognition that something needs to give, that we've been at this for a long time and it hasn't quite gotten where we need to go. In fact, we've regressed in many ways. The workforce is, I think, more beaten down than it's ever been. And when we do our surveys every 2 years, it comes back very strong message, constant message. As we've talked to leadership, we've actually already been asked to come in and talk to folks in OMB, the very top levels of OMB, who have seen the report and have some interesting questions. So my answer is I hope so, because this is a time we need to do this, and it needs to be a long-term commitment, not just a let's go do 3 months of policy change and, you know, declare victory and go home. So I think that the interest is there. I do worry at the end of administration with leadership leaving and so forth. It's very hard, obviously, to launch anything significant, but hopefully we're setting the foundation for something that can have long-term legs.
Stan Soloway is president and CEO of the Professional Services Council. And Stan, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.